back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coaches Corner on Sunny 99.7 online at yourfortdodge.com. I'm Rob Jones, and I'm joined by the head man at Algona, Coach Andy Jacobson, joins me this morning. Coach, I appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Not a problem. Algona, you guys are rolling along, Coach. Undefeated on the season. Big win last night against Greene County, 48-15. Going to the Dome to play in the state semifinals. How does it feel?
You know, just happy for our kids. You know, it's fun to see them set a goal and work hard and achieve one of their goals. And, you know, just that's why we get into the business is to help kids. You know, just really happy for our kids and being able to spend another week with them and continue to work and get better.
You know, Coach, judging on your voice, if folks didn't know any better, nobody would think that you won the game by 33 points. It sounds like you coached your heart out last night.
This is me after every Friday.
I understand. Being a former coach myself, I know where you're coming from, and I was the exact same way. Now, you're going to the Dome after beating Greene County 48-15 last night. Kind of walk us through that game and your team's performance last night.
Sure. Greene County, very good football team, as everyone is this time of year. We just got out to a hot start. We're able to score right away in the first couple drives. Our kids did a nice job of playing smart, physical football for four quarters. And I thought they played hard and with a passion. And they played for each other. We played one of our best games all year last night. It was a good time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely right time. Now, for folks here in the Fort Dodge area, maybe not as familiar with Algona, you guys are undefeated on the season. You've been tremendous all year. Kind of give us an idea of kind of who are some of the key guys. When you talk about Algona football, who are some of the young men that we're talking about that kind of been key to this run?
Sure, Rob, I always hate these questions because I feel terrible if I forget somebody. But we have so many good kids. We have a large senior class that's done a nice job leading our team. We've got some guys that have made some plays for us throughout the year. Our Wyatt Wagner's running back and receiver for us. Cole Lewis and Gavin Mines are linemen for us. And Sawyer Curtis and Caleb Larson and Andrew Hamilton. I could just go on with all our kids down the line. They've been a tremendous group to coach. And again, I feel terrible if I forgot anybody. I know I did. There's so many more kids to mention, but we could talk all day. We got a good group of kids here in Algona, and just extremely fortunate to be able to spend some more time with them.
Well, you obviously have to have a deep and talented football team, Coach. We know what the keys to success are. One's the X's and O's, but the other one, and probably the even bigger ones, the Jimmys and Joes. And it seems like you guys have that combination of both of those things. Now, you're taking on OAB CIG in the state semifinals next Saturday in Class 2A. I know you haven't had a ton of time to process that and to kind of look at them, but right now, what do you see when you look at OAB CIG, and what are you in for there?
Another good football team. I know they've got a quarterback that we hear is pretty good and some playmakers on offense. They go up and catch the ball and run the ball. So haven't had a whole lot of time to look into them yet, but obviously in the semifinals you're going to face a very good football team, and it's going to be quite a challenge, and hopefully we have a good week of preparation and get ready to go.
You know, there's kind of two schools of philosophy when you get to this point, the magnitude of these games. And one is, one of those philosophies is kind of, it's more about what we do and it's about us. Do you kind of feel that going in, that if Algona does what Algona does and takes care of Algona's business, that you guys are going to be fine at the end?
We always tell our kids to focus one play at a time, one day at a time. Just continue to focus on how are ways that you can get better today, and then focus on doing the things that you can control, and then don't worry about any outcomes. And we're going to continue to do that. Now, focus one day at a time, have a good week of preparation, continue to get better, and then when it comes to game time, we're going to try to focus each play at a time. Not worry about results you know, control the things that we control to our best effort, and then we'll let the chips fall where they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really think that's the approach that you have there. What's going to be the message for you guys this week in practice going in with this such a big moment for you in the program?
Sure. You know, it's just it's another week to get better. And we just got to continue to focus on continued improvement. We played a really good game, but no, not perfect. There's always room to improve. So our guys have done a nice job all year enjoying a victory for a little bit, but then getting ready to get back to work and hopefully do that again this week.
What are the keys for you to beat OABCIG?
You know, I think, handling those things we control, control your attitude, your effort, and your execution, and control those for four full quarters and land it on the line and doing that the best you can for four quarters.
Yeah, and I think that's a good approach for you guys to have going into the state semifinals. Coach, the magnitude of the moment in the state semifinals, the big stage, are you going to play into that with your guys in practice in terms of season to moment, or are you going to try to downplay that a little bit as to not get your guys too tight going into such a big game?
Sure, that's always a fine line. I'm sure they'll be excited, and we always like to be honest with our kids, and so we're going to tell them as much as we can about what they can expect and prepare them the best we can in that way.
I understand that as well. Coach Andy Jacobson's my guest from Algona here. Algona's in the state semifinals after beating Greene County last night, 48-15. Coach, you guys have been pretty dominant most all the year. Going into OABCIG, I'm sure you expect kind of a dogfight of a football game, a four-quarter game. Does it worry you a little bit that you have been so dominant? If you get in a situation where it's a one-possession game and a tight game, do you worry a little bit about not being in that situation too much this year?
We'll focus one play at a time and try to focus on the things that we control. I think our kids have done a nice job all year, and hopefully continue to do that.
All right, Coach Andy Jacobson has been my guest from Algona. Coach, I appreciate the time. Best of luck in the state semifinals against OABCIG. And regardless of the outcome of that game, congratulations on a tremendous year for you and your guys at Algona.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Really appreciate it.